The relationship between the executive and judiciary branches of the United States government veered into unprecedented territory on Thursday. Linda Feldman addresses that from Washington. Also, our report from Bhutan, which famously applies a gross national happiness index to social well-being, explores an early stages effort there to meet young Bhutanese where they are, eager to work without necessarily leaving their country for the opportunity. It also remains committed to not overvaluing materialism as a measure of success. That means nurturing a kind of mindful capitalism that risks sounding contradictory or seeming like a shallow rebranding. Is there an authentic way to have economic growth without the detrimental effects that can follow? Winners and losers, environmental degradation. Bhutan is on the road to finding out. It's Saturday, September 27th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, here are today's Monitor stories. The indictment of former FBI Director James Comey, which President Donald Trump demanded on social media, comes amid threats of more prosecutorial action. Critics say it could have a chilling effect across government. Mr. Trump says he is seeking justice, not revenge. Linda Feldman reports from Washington for The Monitor. Repeated incursions of drones and jets into European airspace this month have reopened debate about how well NATO efforts to deter Moscow are working and how NATO should respond to what many regard as Russian baiting. Anna Molrein-Grobe reports from Amari Air Base, Estonia, for The Monitor. Saturday marks the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Helene, a storm that pounded and flooded North Carolina's mountain towns and where politics has hampered recovery except for local efforts. The securing of federal aid has become more challenging. We look at why. Patrick Johnson reports from Old Fort, North Carolina, for The Monitor. Bhutan has long relied on a gross national happiness index to guide its development, but that is not creating enough jobs. Can the tiny Himalayan kingdom hang on to its non-materialist Buddhist values and boost economic growth at the same time? Contributor Sushmita Pathak reports from Gelapu, Bhutan, for The Monitor. Even small adjustments in one's life can pay big dividends. For our essayist, simply casting aside his shutters revealed new glimmers in his day. Contributor Danny Heitman writes for The Monitor. Finally, in our progress roundup, planners and governments are going big to address big problems. More places in the U.S. are taking a permanent affordability approach to housing, and in Copenhagen, a costly but comprehensive strategy is preparing the city for more floods. Cameron Pugh and Troy Aiden Sambahon report for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt, Ian Case, and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.